Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Alabama's going down!
And they did. Yeah. I was right. Out of the picture.
They're now the picture, and they should be out of the picture.
And on to the Cheez-It Bowl.
They had a. They didn't have, only two tough teams they played were the teams they lost to, and they had a really easy schedule. Lost in the shuffle there for Alabama freaks.
I love to see it.
Yeah, it was great.
Cheez-It Bowl is for real.
I know. I love that they call it the Cheez-It Bowl.
Last year,
is that where the Arizona Sun Devils are going?
My son said something about the Cheez-It Bowl, and I thought he was just making a joke, and then I looked it up. I don't know. Have they issued any
no, they haven't.
Any bowl seedings yet?
No.
But yeah,
you can get those in August, but not now.
Yeah. The Cheez-It Bowl is actually played in Phoenix at the baseball stadium, whatever they call the baseball
it's
stadium.
It's not the Bob anymore, is it?
No, it used to be the Bank One Ballpark. It might be Chase Field.
Okay.
Does that sound right?
The Chase, probably, then. Probably got real clever with that. Chasey McChase face, something
Basketball
like that.
Became real. Remember the beginning of basketball where they're like, professional sports going to be choreographed dances in the end zone and all these stadiums changing names all the time? Like, that's what happened.
It did become real. Those guys are brilliant.
It is Chase Field now.
Chase Field. Yep. Oh, I have a Chase card. All right.
Yeah, I don't think that,
you could probably get into the playground at the ballpark.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to help you a whole lot.
I got. I'm going to see the.
Might get you a cash back on baseball tickets.
Oh yeah, maybe.
Yeah, or Cheez-It Bowl tickets.
So the NFL is it goes with Ticketmaster. When I got my tickets through a Red Zone Tickets, of course they get them through, and they send them over this app, Ticketmaster now. And if you have a burner phone, you can't apparently go to any games. I don't understand it.
No, I don't know how that works.
Because I couldn't even print these off now. They're on the phone.
If you're
old and
don't have a smartphone.
Well, just if you don't have a smartphone, you don't have to be old and have a smartphone. You can be young. I've read stories about young people that are just tired of it. Not many, I'm sure, because most people like to have that stuff. You know, just carrying around flip phones, you know, just because they're tired of it.
Yeah, when we went to a baseball game in San Diego after my daughter's wedding, they'd only take the tickets over your phone.
Now, I'm guessing
they scan your phone.
Season ticket holders still get the stuff sent to them. It's hard tickets. They're really good looking hard tickets, yes.
Yeah.
But and they probably do exist, but once they're transferred, I think they must go all electronic.
But I did see a bunch of older people at the box office window, and they were making some kind of conversion.
Well, I think you give them a name and your ID.
Right.
And they can bring it up for you.
They're paying by check.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It doesn't come up on their jitterbug phone.
Right. Yeah.
First of all, they're reaching in their purse.
My
pulling
grandson
out the checkbook.
Told me the tickets would be here.
Exactly. Yeah. They pull out the checkbook and you stand in line behind
But that was a pretty quick transition. It wasn't that long ago that you needed actual physical, cardboard tickets.
And then we used to print them off a lot, too, from Red Zone. You know, print our own off, you know.
Well, it feels good just to have the ticket.
I don't want to sound. I don't want to be like a year old. I like the ticket. Mm-hmm. I like the ticket.
Well, when I went to Red Rocks, we were pulling up, and it's just on the app. And she's like, "You have the ticket." My wife's like, "You have the tickets." Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
As long as this gets.
I know. You don't know. What if you lose your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Now, granted, you give me your name. I guess I don't know. It's still a pain in the ass.
A lot of times, I want you to use the same card you use to buy the tickets too. Like, what if what happens if that?
What if somebody bought you tickets and on their card?
Yeah. Yeah. With that card, card just got flagged for a purchase at the Target down the street from my house.
You need to borrow some money?
I completely I would like to have enough money where when that happens, I'm like, something's wrong.
Yeah.
Since then, I'm like, I better check this out.
Try this one. It's always that. Try this one.
There was a piece in Sports Illustrated a couple months ago about the actual physical tickets. This kind of a nostalgia piece.
Yeah.
How those used to be works of art, like the old Super Bowl tickets.
Oh, yeah, they were, right. But even the smaller ones, you see Zeppelin for $7, people say, save those things. They're going away, you're right.
Given the opportunity when I'm ordering concert tickets, I'll still pay the extra $3, $4 to have them send me.
If you have the opportunity, right?
Yeah, okay. Most places still have
right.
that. The bigger sports venues are going the
right.
other
They're
way.
All going away, though. All the venue, like even at Sun Devil Stadium, Arizona State, next year, it's all electronic tickets. It's all on your phone.
Well, yeah. Like I said, I downloaded mine from Red Zone Tickets, and since it's a game in Phoenix, I'm like a – I had to register, and I'm a Phoenix Cardinal fan. And I'm thinking, no, I'm not. But that pissed me off.
Oh, so you're on some list now.
I'm on some Cardinal list, exactly. You know?
Oh, I get
fake
mailers.
Allegiance. Yeah.
I get mailers from the Chiefs because I bought tickets from them like 10 years ago.
Exactly. So now I'm going to get Cardinal crap.
Nobody wants those.
No.
No. You can forward them to Nick. Yeah. And even he doesn't care.
Right? Oh, I can't delete them fast enough.
But
I get too many emails from the Chiefs as it is. For their pro shop, it's like every day.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a sale. It's a sale.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Giving Tuesday yesterday, did you give?
No.
Oh, I did find out.
I shouldn't. And, charity shame people.
This concerns nobody but me, but right. because I don't think a lot of people in this area would contribute. But somebody pointed out in my little Facebook group that
all the Tibio guys, yeah,
That the National Ski Patrol,
my tibia,
is a volunteer organization. They work solely on donations.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
so. And they saved your ass, right?
They kind of did.
Yeah. Tell Nick off the air.
Yeah.
It would have been tough to walk down the mountain in the shape I was in.
Yeah.
And I was way up there. So
you think they'd be able to get some money?
I didn't know, because there was somebody on there that said he didn't realize that either, because he got hurt in France. And when Ski Patrol took him down, they gave him like a $700 bill before they put him in the ambulance.
Well, that, yeah, because wow. he did it on because he screwed up, right? I was in France. I got it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because it was
but
in
But those
France.
Guys that go... This, or go place you're not supposed to get charged, right?
They might.
That's different. You're actually skiing on a public ski route when you slammed into a tree.
Well, I got right. the guy I've met since, because he's from Denver, crashed. It wasn't, it was somewhere on a glacier. It was the backcountry. He was a backcountry skier.
Right.
And they had to hike up and get him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they charged him appropriately.
So you shouldn't have just saved your money for the next wreck. Oh, don't wreck,
no.
by the way.
that's not in the budget, because it's not in the plans.
All right.
You think those guys should be able to get paid? They don't have to have, like, a tip jar attached to their park.
Exactly.
Well, if you're doing something that is more than likely dangerous to deadly, they should charge you. Because, like, I saw, did you see the story that was last week? The guy who climbed El Capitan, and
right.
you know, he
they should totally charge those guys,
free solo, the whole movie and everything.
Yeah.
Well, they showed last week.
I free soloed last night, yesterday afternoon.
That's different.
Yeah.
But some woman was trying to do it, trying to become the first woman to free solo El Capitan.
Got it.
And she fell. Like 125, 150 feet.
And she lived?
And
she lived.
Now.
Okay.
She did.
Wow. So they had to go get her.
She lived. Right. Actually, that guy who, Alex Honnold, the guy who climbed it, he was there that day and was part of the party that found her and but they had to get the park staff out there, and they had to, like, 10 guys carefully climb up to where she was at to get her down.
They probably don't give her the bill right there, but they might later on when she heals up. Here, pay this, we'll bring you down.
Like I said, if you're doing something...
They have one of those old-fashioned credit card...
tape it to her forehead because her hands are broken.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's
dangerous.
Yeah, guys who get covered in an avalanche, that happens off the property. You know, they're skiing out of bounds or in the backcountry.
Right.
So I'm sure they get a bill for that. I can't imagine they don't.
Yeah. But yours was their fault, not yours, so. The ice.
Oh, yeah. No, it was...
So you gave to the ski patrol.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, well, I'm going to start giving on a regular basis.
Probably use that $15.
Because I don't even know if those, now that they mentioned that, if the, you know, the ski patrol guys even get a stipend. I mean, maybe they get a meal or like a season pass or something.
I've been investing.
There's got to be some incentive.
Yeah, but if you're ski patrol, doing ski patrol every damn day, the last thing you want to do on your day off probably is go skiing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Craig would want to work if he had a day off, but Craig, he's slacking. He took today off, by the way. He's a little sick today. Slacker.
More than tired.
He's more than tired. Richard Reese is going to stop in. Nick's hanging out with us this morning early to help us out with this, since Mr. Evans is on the mend.
Yeah, probably be a little more generous with the emails and the phone calls.
Yeah, what's the number there?
877-931-4TNT.
During the appetizer, we talked about, from yesterday's show, we talked about, what we talk about?
Oh, it was ass recognition technology.
Yeah, it was also in the promo, too, I heard. Yeah.
And we made Nick use that to get in today, and then we told him, well, it's not really working yet, but that's a sweet ass.
Oh, he, that's right.
I was duped.
Yeah. He beat me here.
Hey, validation is validation.
I was just duped.
Mike in Wichita.
The best part is if you're duped tomorrow, maybe.
Yeah. TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com is the email address. I was listening to the appetizer this morning, and I had a thought that any scientist who would not use the acronym, Futuristic Ass Recognition Technology.
What's that stand for, Todd?
Fart.
Yeah.
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 Would deserve to be called an actual moron.
Yeah.
So
Wichita's thinking.
There's your acronym.
That's a thinking man down
there. We don't
there.
Have the technology yet, but we've got the acronym.
It's got to start somewhere.
Yeah. And then this from Justin. We were discussing this yesterday about the famous or semi-famous people.
On Tinder,
being
right?
On Tinder.
Yeah. Well, we actually talked about local celebrities. We talked about if we were ever dumped and we had to go back in the dating scene, would we just be like, hey, because, you know, we get enough crap anyway from social media. Can you imagine being on a dating site?
Yeah. He said, I went on a Tinder date.
Go away.
Yeah. With a fairly famous gal who was in Wichita for a concert. I didn't know who she was, but we...
Miranda Lambert, yeah, probably.
We did go eat at Olive Garden. So he went all out.
No, he didn't.
And people kept taking pics with her.
Thank you for listening,
her
by the way.
Her band is country. They suck. She informed me she likes mediocre dudes because they don't know who she is.
Did she say the word mediocre while she's sitting on a date with him?
That's my favorite line. That might have been his interpretation.
Probably mediocre in the aspect that the dude didn't have a lot of cash. Yeah, but he's probably a decent-looking dude, or she wouldn't have went out with a guy.
And that he's not a big fan.
Right.
You know, cause,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you and I met our wives, they weren't. They knew who we were,
ooh,
but they weren't big fans.
Not at all. Still aren't, really.
They couldn't they couldn't recite the...
Still hoping they come around.
Still are.
Principles of the show.
No, my wife was warned about me from plenty of people.
Mine was, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then she started listening occasionally because she would hear things from her friends.
Yeah. My wife listened too. I mean, she'll listen now once in a while.
When you hear it
like an hour from now, I wouldn't say this.
When you hear it secondhand, then I'd have to explain it to her. You know, here's what was actually said. Oh, okay. And
but they're over that.
Right. Then she finally started listening directly.
Right.
You know, once you got up in time.
Well, that was all pre-podcast too, so you didn't have any proof.
Oh, yeah.
None.
You had to listen live.
Yeah, listen live. Well, I heard what you said. Yeah, I was broadcasting. That's what happens.
Oh, here's interesting one.
That's my answer.
He also had this
amendment,
heard
you.
Too.
Really?
I've had women come up to me at work, large workplace, 17,000 people.
Whoa.
Oh, that's what kind of planes does he build?
I'm curious what that is. Yeah. Saying, I saw you on Tinder, why didn't we match? So, that would suck.
Your ass, my face. That's your line, right?
What's the thing? They can't ask twice.
I love the classics. That's right. You can't ask a person on the, yeah. Because, right, well, because, all you know, you're going to lie to that woman. You're not going to say, I swiped away from you. See, well, I haven't seen you yet.
Yeah. Yeah, you smell like cats.
Yeah.
That's probably what you'd say.
Because I've met you.
Right.
That'd be my answer. Man, Tinder's
Or crazy. I didn't want an HR incident. I don't know if they have any dating policies.
I think we just done so much. I mean, we did okay just by hanging out in bars back in the day. I think the new Tinder thing is crazy.
Okay, right? That's what I want to know. I want to know what band this chick was in.
Yes.
And I want to know what the large workplace was.
We know they suck. Because
it's a huge place. 17,000 people?
That's got to be like Koch Industries or one of the aircraft plants.
Is he from Wichita?
Yeah, he's Wichita guy, yeah.
And why Olive Garden? You could do better. Come on, man.
Yeah.
If you're taking on somebody famous, you got to go to a,
fancy
restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are some good local restaurants there.
How long was she in town that she had time to go on a date?
Probably two nights max.
Yeah.
Might have had an off night and then the show.
Nah, it might have been like
Did she already go through the band?
At 2 in the morning.
Come on.
Yeah, the only thing that opened
There's a lot of if questions about this because why would she? I'm not saying the dude's not worth going out with. I'm saying why would she do that if she's pretty notable? Obviously, probably a good looking woman.
Well, yeah, and if she's only in town for a night or two with the band.
Bang the band.
Well, no, you would think that that would be the point of taking out a local is just to bang.
Yes.
You're not going to try to cultivate a relationship if you're just heading out of town in two nights.
Yeah, he said he tried to bang her and it didn't happen.
That's because the Olive Garden, that's why.
She'd already had Neverending Breadsticks.
But it could have been the case where it was after the show, midnight. That's probably the only place you could sit down that was open at midnight.
No, I don't think she did then.
Maybe.
I bet it was the night off. The night off before the show.
Maybe.
They pulled in, set up. The show was the next night. She went on the Tinder date. This is what I'm picturing right now. Yeah. But what band? And we know they suck because she said it was country. So.
Well, that'd be someplace safe for her, too. She's going out with some dude she didn't know in a city she doesn't live in.
Yeah, but they recognized her at the Olive Garden, right? Of course they would. It's a country act.
She said there were people taking pictures with her.
Well, I'm saying it's not some hole in the wall where he knows the chef and they can,
Oh, yeah.
She's not in danger.
That's true.
Yeah, you might want to go somewhere that's quite public.
Well, there's other public restaurants. And I have no problem with the Olive Garden, you know. I don't go there, but my daughter loves that place.
But I'm just saying if you're going to take out somebody famous, you would try to aim to a really nice
impressor.
Yeah.
But maybe that's the thing. You know you can't impress her because she already is famous.
Maybe.
So you're going to go regular guy. Hey, let's go to the Olive Garden. Yeah.
Yeah, she's been to her.
And she's probably laughing. That's so cute. You want to go to the Olive Garden?
A fancy restaurant.
And she goes, no.
You can impress her with your knowledge of the menu.
I got a picnic table. We can get a pizza delivered.
They know me in here. Right. I kind of lied. They know me in here.
If that's the case, just go out for some nacho fries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And some burritos. Let's go to Taco Bell.
How famous is she? I mean, because, we're thinking regional notable famous. People started recognizing her.
Like an opening act for a country band that we don't know, but country fans may know.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Famous enough for people to take pictures of her.
She'd be like the lead singer of Five Finger Death Punch. She could walk in there. I wouldn't know who he is. Right. But somebody would.
Yeah, somebody would.
Right. Yeah. Or anybody in Nickelback except for Chad Kroeger. I don't know. They all look like they just work at the store.
With GM country, from Hot Topic. With country especially, there's so many lower levels of
fame. There's so many
of
those. You're right.
There's so many no name to us.
There's so many guys with little hats on or little beards.
Yeah.
You know?
That all have one minor hit,
That's it. They all got one minor hit.
And it got them
a huge thing right now.
And Todd's right. It got them as the band that goes on at 6:30 at the Intrust before the other two big bands come on.
I love that dude. He has one.
But even some bands with names, If Theory of a Dead Man walked through here, I wouldn't recognize any.
No, you're not.
One guy. I'd recognize the lead singer.
Would you?
Yeah.
Collective Soul, I'd have nothing.
Nope.
I'm sorry, they all cut their hair down, too.
Again, one guy.
And I've seen them.
I've seen the singer. I met the singer at Collective Soul.
They have a ton of hits.
Yeah. Usually, in those kind of bands, if the singer is, more flamboyant looking, you can like Joshua Todd from Buck Cherry. Of course, you'd recognize that guy.
Yeah.
The other guys, maybe the Asian guy because he's Asian in Buck Cherry.
I think Buck Cherry might have become one of those bands where the
alternating members.
Well, like the lead singer is the same, but he's kind of fired everybody else.
I think they have, right? Exactly. And that's a lot of the newer bands. Definitely with country, though. You don't see. I mean, if you just absorb it because it's around. Like my son will listen to that crap because of his girlfriend. I'll go, "Who's that?" And he'll say who it is. I'm thinking, let me guess. He's got a hat on and an ironic T-shirt, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's him. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Your daughter's 17?
17, okay. Yes, 2 days ago.
Because
holy crap.
Van Halen was trending on Twitter the other day because Billy Eilish, the singer, who is 17. I didn't know who Van Halen was.
She was asked for it on the Kimmel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does your daughter know who Van Halen is?
It's a great question. Yeah. I will have to ask her. I did hear that story yesterday.
I'm not going to jump on some 17-year-old not knowing who Van Halen is.
They made a point to say that the last time they had put a new album out, she was 10, at Billie Eilish, whatever. Is that her name?
Billie Eilish.
And that wasn't a good album.
That album sucked.
But I did hear... Yeah, I did hear the... That was our buddy Bickham I give him credit. He's used to be a fly jack. He used to fly from Omaha to Wichita every day, and now he's just on in Omaha. He mentioned that if you're a musician, you should just absorb more.
Yeah.
And that's what so I did agree with his argument there. I thought, yeah, you are a musician. You're not just a person walking around or even a fan. Musicians really know other music. You know, we know that because you two put us through the Kanye West debacle. You know, they think they have artists they want to bring around that nobody cares about. So I think that people can be but Van Halen, I didn't like she didn't know who the I wasn't really mad at her. I don't care, actually.
Well, yeah, she's a kid.
It's the other way around, that the iconic bands, you know, embrace the new up-and-comers, not really vice versa.
Well, that's true.
That's true. Yeah, but they're not really going to care about... Van Halen doesn't... They just drug into the stupid conversation. Yeah. You know who doesn't care? Van Halen. Nobody in the band cares about this story.
And Wolfie came to her
defense. Yeah, he had a great
tweet
about
it. What'd he say? How you doing? Yep.
He was just like, hey, he's like, Van Halen's great, Billie Eilish is great. If you don't know or not aware of them, check them out. Like,
right. That's the way to do it.
You don't need to know.
Right.
And they're completely different genres. If she was playing like shred guitar and didn't know who Van Halen was,
that would
piss
me off.
That would be crazy.
Right, yeah. Yeah, her music just
sucks. Yeah, but if there's some young up and coming artist and you're an iconic artist and they acknowledge you, you got to kind of enjoy that. You know, like when Pink was coming up, Steven Tyler kind of latched on to her.
Yeah, she could actually sing.
It was a mutual admiration society.
But Pink is also 40 now.
Yeah. Well, this is back when she was probably 25, 26.
Yeah.
And to that crowd, it made Steven Tyler relevant. There's some Pink fans who might not have known who Steven Tyler was.
But I agree with her. I don't really care if she knew him or not. But I also think if you're a musician, you do know a lot of different stuff. I think if you're actually a fan of music, you might not. We know country artist names, and I wouldn't be caught dead listening to any of it. It's brutally bad music, but I know their names. So I think you can actually just know things.
But see, more and more, I don't.
Some of that I don't. You're right. I shouldn't give it. I know the guy's probably been around 10, 15 years.
Yeah,
the Al Deans of the world. Right.
I see country shows get announced, and I go,
he's so bad.
I go, I've never heard of that artist before.
Unless I've read them in some entertainment publication or Rolling
Stone.
Yeah,
we read a lot more crap.
Rolling Stone acknowledges country from time to time.
Yeah, and they shouldn't.
Peyton Manning has a band with that one guy.
Yeah, Brad Paisley. But I know who Brad Paisley is because he's 50.
Yeah, well, and he's on TV all the freaking time.
Yeah, and Peyton Manning's.
And he also thinks Peyton Manning's a dork.
Yeah.
It's bad if Brad Paisley's calling you a dork.
those commercials are really good, though. They really good.
Oh, they've got backstories.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they're effective.
What's he call his team? Oh, yeah, they're the worst team in the league. They're called the Brads.
The Brads.
Yeah. They're the worst team in the league. Funny line.
Yeah, see, I haven't heard that one.
Oh, it's when it's
his own stadium. Peytonville Stadium. And he's looking down in the stadium. It's a model of it.
It looks like Jerry World.
And he goes, who's that team? He goes, oh, they're the Brads. They're the worst team in the league.
Listen to the show worldwide on your Amazon smart speaker.
Just tell Alexa to enable the Todd and Tyler skill.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.